Алексей Ильич,
Алексей Ильич, thank you very much for coming today, for agreeing to answer our questions. Good afternoon, good afternoon. Today I would like to speak to you about dependencies and freedoms. As it is well known, dependencies are very influential for some people. Love dependencies, game dependencies, drug addiction. What do you think is the danger, the main danger of such dependencies? Well, the point is that any dependence is slavery. And what is danger of slavery is it's not hard to understand. We know even physical slavery, when we had the whole epochs of slavery, look which consequences it had for the whole mankind. As well as any other dependence which is not caused by the real necessity of life and reasonable treatment of what it means. Just look. I don't want to talk about such dependencies as computer dependency or dependencies you have mentioned. Everybody knows this, and everybody is anxious, really anxious about these dependencies. I would like to pay attention that even in our church environment, this phenomenon is very dangerous, and in this sense, this issue is pivotal. For example, we all know what nowadays is the real hunt for wonder people, for people with extrasensoric abilities, for spiritual fathers. This is a mass phenomenon which has sometimes and very often dramatic consequences for many people. I intentionally researched into this issue, and I would like to say, just look what Ignatiy Brinchaninov wrote about this issue. Beware of the passions for your spiritual fathers. Why? Because many people did not do this, and they together with their spiritual fathers fell under the influence of devil, because these passions to these people make the man an icon, and this icon is bad, and God turns his back upon such attitudes and such people. So one of the aspects of this dependence is, but so on the one hand, it is good to have spiritual fathers, but look how holy fathers write about this issue. So we need to treat such a man not like an icon, but treat him with caution, and not treat the words of these people as to the words of God himself. Damaskin wrote, I had so many problems from unexperienced spiritual fathers. As we go back to the 19th century, when there were great people, Ignatiy Brinchaninov, John Zatvornik, look what they write about this issue. They admonish us against this. They accentuate upon this. So there are no spiritual fathers inspired by God. Who are they? So those who speak as if God were speaking, and even in our religious sphere, in our Christian life, the dependence from spiritual fathers have dramatic consequences in our lives. There are lots of examples when people getting advice from a so-called spiritual father get into predicament. Алексей Ильич, do you think is it the desire to relegate responsibilities to other people? So here there are two factors. The first one is the search for a holy man. The second one is in order to get maximum benefits from this spiritual father. So what is the hope? So he's a clairvoyant man, and he is a wonder man. So, and if he says, "I don't have any responsibilities for my deeds," this is a subconscious thought, which leads many people to these adversary consequences. Do you think that this desire is the direct way towards slavery? So why do people have such a desire to have all this? So this issue concerns our psychology. The first reason is that many people do not understand anything in Christianity. They have no idea about Christian issues. The second is they get lost facing many private problems, many predicaments, and they start looking for some advice. So some of them go to people with extrasensoric abilities, some go to the church. They're blind. They're pushing their ways through this life, and they're looking for the help. Because of what? Because of their being blind. But the reason is they don't know anything about orthodoxy. So here, this is a gross mistake. This is a big problem happening in our life because orthodoxy with people, is encompassed within outer forms of mundane life. So come to confess, receive communion, order public service, what would you say against it? But when the whole understanding of orthodoxy only lies in this, this is a big issue, because orthodoxy is not about this. This is only one of the forms which might help a man to do what? To struggle with an obsolete man. It's about fulfilling God's commandment. What is it? Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. God doesn't need all this. These are just the tools which might help us. But imagine that the tool becomes the gist of everything. So this is the reason for so many bad things. Алексей Ильич, what should we start with? What advice could you give to people who understood, who perceived this, but they don't know what to do? Well, the point is that it depends upon a man, upon the target audience, upon a man. So imagine the man who doesn't know anything about it, he hasn't heard about anything about gospel. So there was a case. So come and take communion. So you live without communion. So come, so they don't understand anything. Or for example, eventually my full husband took communion. So wife thinks that if her husband took communion, she would give him half a liter of vodka. So people look at all these things. as something magical. So what can I tell such a man? So it is important to explain to him that these are just one form of the box, but not the gist, which is called orthodoxy. We must enlighten people, tell him, struggle at least with your the most evident passions, because Holy Fathers speak about it in a very good way. For example, Isaac Reckless wrote, neglecting details, for things we do not pay attention to, gradually falling into sins. So, for example, lying, or these are the things which lead to slavery and dependencies on many things. So we must explain to people what is orthodoxy. We need to take care of our souls. If you take care of your soul, if you repent of your sins, if you follow the gospel, there is really hope that you will free yourself from these things. It is hard to tell our ignorant people. So if we speak in a simple way, we need a Christian life, but it's hard to explain what it is. Alexei Ilyich, the people who are in stress, in depression, who depend upon games, love, so their relatives suffer from it, another dependence is bad, is drug addiction, they don't know that they need to go to church. So how can we show them the way to the church? How can church help these people? So church here is a broad notion. There is no page in the church which would show the recipe for these issues. There is another important thing. Another important thing is an individual, a friend, a clergyman, someone who would help them, who would help such people. So church wants, do not fall into dependence, do not fall down when you break your legs and hands. Try not to fall down. This is the first and primary thing. When a man fell down, so it is much harder to do anything about him. The first and foremost thing that the church wants us against falling down. Try not to get involved into these sins. Keep yourself away from these things. So I've just said the quotation of Isaac Reckless. So one party, another party. Do you think I'll become alcohol addicted? No, I won't. So we think so. So the attitude of people towards these things is the main thing. So the church says, try not to fall into dependence. But when a man is inside this dependence, here we need joint efforts first of this very man. For this he needs to perceive that he is inside this dependence, and secondly he must make decision that I need to free myself from it. Some people just do not agree that they are inside this dependence. So until a man decides to free himself from this dependence, there is nothing we can do about him. But if he made the decision and he does want to do this, so there is a moment when we can help him. But first he himself cannot do this. So here, good advice is important. And I would say that the spiritual assistance to a man. So we sometimes say, pray for him or her, so God free him from drugs, from alcohol. So, but we do not understand a very important thing, that any dependence is slavery, and any slavery is the dependence upon the spirit of slavery. As he says, these are demons, the torturers, which enslave this man. And how can we free ourselves from the demon, the torture, the torturer? Do you remember Jesus Christ, the possessed people? Your father suddenly runs up to him, saying, I asked your disciples to heal my son, but they couldn't. So the disciples asked him, why couldn't we heal? And the answer is very important for every of us. Such kind, demons can be eradicated only with prayer and fast. Well, I don't mean the fast, though. Fast means that we don't have to eat frankfurters, but eat sausage. Sausage is 10 times more expensive than frankfurters. But in favor of someone, for someone's sake, it means abstinence. So here, in someone's sake, from this moment, I start abstaining from something. So maybe till my last day. So in order to heal my beloved one, I will not drink alcohol, I will not watch TV, I will not eat meat, I will not smoke, for example. It depends. So what is the main thing? The main thing is to turn down, to free ourselves from our own dependence. Freeing myself from my own dependence, I help, very much help my beloved one. So, for example, when I got a toothache, my whole body aches. Here, if we heal our tooth, the whole body rejoices. So with prayer, with fast. As for the prayer, it's good to pray, but what is important to know about this? It's important not to pray, not just to, well, for someone to be good, but excuse me, God, excuse me, free myself, free me from my sins. So the assistance to other people depends upon the healing of my own soul. So the more I free myself from my own sins, the more healing my prayers will be. Just look how strong are the prayers of Holy Father. So I pray, yes, I pray. We sit at the table and drink. So the power of prayers depends upon my sins, upon my dependencies, upon the way I free myself from my dependencies. So yes, relatives can help us with their prayers and fast, with their correct life, with their confessions, with their communion. So this is a good way to free a man from dependence. So yes, our own example, our own life. So very often people who go to the church are called very strange. So there is a term like Orthodox of praying. So why? So How can we explain to such people that Christians are not afraid of the dependence from God? So it's very easy. Just tell them when someone is ill, is he afraid of a good doctor, or he desires to have a good doctor? So we believe in God because we know that He is love and He is ready to help every man, because God is a doctor of all doctors. That's why we long to Him. It means that these people do not need doctors. If they think that they are good, they don't need doctors. We are not afraid of God. We treat God as someone who can heal me, who can help me. How? With full, sincere love. So this is the main principle of this. A patient is looking for a good doctor, but is not afraid of him. Alexey Ilyich, so listening to your wise answers, you instantly understand that it is very difficult to do such work. So it is very difficult to sit to surf the internet less, because these things are very addictive. So tell us, please, give advice to our readers of Pravoslavia Ru portal. How can we start this work gradually? Despite the fact that you have already told us in detail, but anyway, just give some advice on it. The main thing and the primary thing a man should aspire for is to understand that I have many sins. So I can tell that I have sins, but you dare tell me that I have sins. I will show you. I will tell you everything. So what does Christianity start from? That Jesus Christ is a savior. Who needs a savior? Only an ill man needs savior. Until I understand that I am ill, I don't need any savior. So this is the main point. Everyone can start the correct Christian life. But in order to reach this state, it is important to watch ourselves, watch our life, and to understand what I can and what I can't. So can I not envy, can I not talk, can I not chatter, can I lie? Can I eat much? No. Can I pray? No. So what can you do? Who are you? If a man just see everything what he can, and he understands that he can't do anything good, then maybe he would start seeing that we are all ill, we are all sick, and I really need to do something. This is a very important issue to pay attention, that John, the baptizer, and God started his preach with the words, repent. When there is no repentance, there is nothing. Until I feel healthy, I don't need any doctor. As well as in this case, a man should see something and should start with repentance. But what kind of repentance? Johann Konstantinovsky gives us a very good example. Look what he writes. He writes, again I judged someone, but what? And so and what? And I addressed my God. God, forgive me. And here I felt the room inside my heart. So God forgave me. Straight away should we address our God, but not in a month or in 2 months when I come to church and make accounts of my sins. So anyone who watches our their desire and instantly addresses God. So God is near us. God, forgive me. So if we treat our life in this way, we would see ourselves in a better way, and we would come to the state where we can behold our sins, behold our life in a better way. We could repent of anything. So this is, I think, this is the initial. These are the initial points. Alexey Ilyich, thank you very much for such a wonderful and informative meeting. Thank you, and I hope this is not the last meeting. Thank you.